Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnayos have completed discussing the mitzvah of Peah, and now they move on to the mitzvah of Leket. Leket is leaving behind stalks that fall during the harvest process, leaving behind the fallen stalks for their niyam, for the poor people to come and collect. So, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah says, Ezer Leket. What is considered Leket? Hanoysher B'shasa Katsira. The stalks that fall down at the time of harvest. While he's harvesting, some stalks fell. The Mishnah gives some exceptions. Hayekaitzer, if while he's harvesting, katzer malay yaday, he cut a full handful, or talish malay kumtzei, or he just pulled out a full handful of produce, so either cutting or pulling out, he's in the middle of harvesting. If during the process, he ko kites, he hit a thorn, and by hitting a thorn, he opened up his hand of enafal miyadi laris, and he dropped stalks to the ground. Harehu shel ba'al bayis. In such a case, the ba'al bayis, the landowner, can go and take that, pick it up and take it. He doesn't have to leave it, because it's only in the normal harvesting. The pasuk says, v'leket kitzircha, the leket of your harvest you should leave behind for the honey. And this wasn't a normal harvest. There was an outside source, that external force that caused him to open up his hand by hitting the thorn. So he can take that with him. He does not have to leave that as leket. The Mishnah says another case, Teich hayad v'teich hamagol l'aniyim, which anything that falls from within his hand or from within the sickle goes to the aniyim, is leket that he has to leave for the aniyim, but achar hayad v'achar magol l'baal habayis. If it fell from behind his hand or from behind the magol, the sickle, then he gets to keep it. The way he would harvest, he would grab a fistful of grain, of stalks, and then the sickle, which was like a semi-circle shaped knife, he would slice through the handful of stalks that he was holding, and only what was in his hand and went into the middle of the sickle, that was normal harvest. But things that got cut that were behind his hand, not in his grip, or that were behind the sickle, they got hit by the back of the sickle and got cut and fell to the ground, that's not a normal harvest and does not need to be left for the aniyim. It's not leket. The Mishnah says a case that's a little bit of a gray area. Reish hayad v'reish hamagol, if it was at the end of his hand, so he took a fistful that was too big and he can't close his fingers together around the fistful, and is at the end of his hand, fingers pressing it against his palm. Or reish hamagol, stalks that got cut with just the tip of the sickle, but not, it wasn't in the semicircle of the sickle. So here there's a difference of opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Amar L'aniyim, Rabbi Shmuel says that goes to the poor people. That's also considered within the realm of normal harvest. Rabbi Kiva says L'baal habayis, that's not leket. The Baal habayis, the landowner, can take it and pick it up and take it with him, because that's already not the normal derech. It's not in his hand fully. It's not in the sickle. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Cheri hanamalim shebateich hakama. If there are ant holes that have produce, grain that was taken from the field that the ant hole is filled with, and it's questionable whose it is. Is it belonging to the Baal habayis, or is it belonging to the aniyim? Was it possibly from leket that was gathered up by the ants and brought in their hole? So if it's in the ant hole, shebateich hakama, while the grain is still standing and it hasn't been harvested, harei hein shel baal habayis. It belongs to the landowner, the baal habayis, because before the harvest there was no leket yet, and so it's all going to be his produce. She'achar keitzrim, but if it was after they already started harvesting, so then the Mishnah says, he'el yayinim l'aniyim, the top layer of grain in the ant hole, it has to be given to the aniyim, to the poor people. V'tachtayinim, but the lower level that was collected earlier by the ants, shel baal habayis, and can be kept by the baal habayis. And the Rav explains that there's a way to tell what's the difference between the elyonim and the tachtonim, top and bottom. He says it has to do with the coloring of the grain. The whiter colored grains that are ripe, they were collected later in the process, and those have to go to the aniyim. But the green colored grains that were picked when they were unripe, that was from earlier, and that's going to be considered the tachtonim, the bottom layer. That's the green layer that the baal habayis gets to keep because it was collected by the ants before the produce was ripe, and before it was harvested, and before there was any leket out in the field. Rav Meir says hakol aniyim. Everything in the ant hole has to be given to the aniyim. Why? Shesafik leket leket. Because anything that's questionable, if it's leket, it has to be given as leket, it has to be given to the aniyim. And just to explain this, the Rav explains that really, when it comes to two people arguing over money, and whoever's the taker who's coming to take the money from someone else, it's his responsibility to bring the proof. We say, Hamaitzim Echaveri Alvaraya. So over here, if it's a suffix, if it's laket, then really you would not be able to take it out of the Baal Bias's hands without proof that it's laket. But over here it's different. There's a pasuk. There's a special pasuk, La'ani v'lager tazer, that you have to leave it behind for the poorer person and the ger. And it's coming an extra pasuk to tell you that in this case, if it's questionable, if it's laket, you have to give it to the ani. And even the first opinion in the Mishnah agrees with that. He just holds that the green grain that was picked earlier when it was unripe, it's highly unlikely that there was green grain around at the time of the harvesting, because most of it it's almost all completely ripened, and therefore it's such a small possibility that this green grain was from the laket, and so it's not even included in this pasuk. It's not a significant possibility that it's laket, and you don't have to give it as laket. Whereas Reb Meir holds that since there's a small possibility there was green grain even at the time of harvest, it must be given completely to the aniyim.